Well, you know, you sometimes hear from people that the liturgy itself is a barrier to reaching out with the Word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's just a bunch of baloney.
Pastor Will Wheaton on his presentation, Classical Christian Worship at the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference this summer in Collinsville, Illinois.
The liturgy itself is overwhelmingly the very Word of God by which the outreach takes place. And it is an incredibly crafted balance of stuff that stays the same and of stuff that changes. So it has stability and variety automatically built into it, and it frees up the pastor to work on proclaiming the mystery of Christ that that particular liturgy is holding up for the people on that day. I think it's a great outreach tool rather than thinking of it as something that's a barrier.
Register for the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois at issuesetc.org.
On Friday afternoons, we like to close things out as often as we can, playing a little game with our listeners, and it does require our listeners' participation. We call it Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And what it is our chance to play for you a little review of what we've been through this week, in the last week of Issues Etc. broadcasting, by way of four soundbites. We go through, we listen throughout the week, and every once in a while we hear one of our guests say something brilliant, one of our listeners say something brilliant, and we say that ought to be and Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week candidate. So we get those four together. We play them for you on Friday afternoon. You listen, and then it's your votes, your phone calls, your email, your visits to our Facebook fan page to vote that decide which one of these four soundbites ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We also give one of our voters an LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email. We get them right here in real time in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state so we know where you're listening. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, and please include your city and state there as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We want to know which soundbite you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and if you're writing them to us, your city and your state. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Lawrence White. We had him on talking about church architecture, and at one point he had some very interesting things to say about what's wrong with contemporary art, especially in the church.
That is expressive of the entire modern approach to art, which has replaced beauty with bizarre, because contemporary culture has given up on beauty when it gave up on the concept of a creator who expresses his love in the beauty of that which he has made. And there was a time throughout most of Western culture when Christianity was still a predominant force within that culture, that beauty and worship and God were closely and essentially linked together. They were all seen as different facets of the same truth. Once we've abandoned God, Creator, and this is all an accidental evolutionary coincidence, and all that's left is me and the chaos inside my own mind, modern art reflects that chaos with its rejection of beauty and order. And all that's left is the ugliness of a world where man is all by himself, struggling to survive, the weak preyed upon by the strong, because there's nothing left but me.
All right, that's soundbite number one. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Just give us a call and vote or send us an email, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 19th of April, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Thomas Bergler. We were talking with him about what youth ministry and youth groups have done to the church. Here's his answer to the question of how the youth group took over so many churches on Sunday morning.
In an attempt to make Christianity as appealing as possible to as many teenagers as possible, there was a tendency to dumb down the faith, to de-emphasize the demanding cognitive elements of understanding Christianity, to create it into a, turn it mostly into a place to belong and feel good. And so as people grew up in those kind of youth environments, they came to look for churches that reinforce that same way of being Christian. It's the unintended messages that are being sent. So, for example, look at a stereotypical youth group meeting. You go, you play a bunch of fun and games, you hear a really brief talk that's kind of light, and you go home. The leader is intending, I want to give something fun to the kids so they'll come back next week and hopefully become a serious follower of Jesus one day. But what the kid experiences is, this thing is about fun, and it's not too intellectually demanding. It probably doesn't even matter what you believe, really. The unintended messages that are sent by how we do things, rather than anyone saying, yeah, I want to dumb down the faith.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Bergler, how the youth group took over Sunday morning. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Ryan Fairman, and he's talking here about preaching from the pulpit and an issue with authority.
I think the pulpit's rather impersonal, and I want to be personal with the people. I want to be on the level of the people. And then I say, well, that's the whole point of the pulpit. It's not about you. It's about the preaching of Christ crucified. The sermon's going to be the most personal part of the service in the style and the manner of the pastor, but it doesn't matter. The guy can be the most boring speaker you ever heard, but if he's speaking to you of Christ crucified for your sins and you're forgiven, it is the most wonderful, beautiful words you'll ever hear. But the pulpit confesses that. When you wander around, and I'm not saying it's a sin, the emphasis is focused more on the person, the pastor, his style and his manner. And really, revivalistic traditions have pulled on that strongly. Oh, I don't know, Moody, or you have Billy Sunday, or you have other ones that tromp around in the front, and what they're doing, shaking their arms and yelling and so forth before they had amplification like that, is to say, look at me, I am important, and the message I'm bringing is important, and it's not the usual fare, and it's entertaining. It's, they're trying to get attention, whereas the pulpit already focuses that in a place and tries to remove, just like vestments actually do, the focus on the individual pastor and refocus on, this is the Word of God. It is authoritative for us. And so sometimes when you wander, you undermine the very word that you're trying to proclaim. I'm not saying that everybody does, or that's the motivation, but the pulpit is a sign of authority, and we're frankly uncomfortable with authority.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? We need to hear from you and your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tell us which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and if you're writing that vote out to us via email or at our Facebook fan page, include your city and your state. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. It comes from regular guest Pastor Bill Swirla. He's talking here about the inner anarchist.
We are natural-born anarchist sinners. How do you want to name the old Adam today? What name do we want to use? The inner brat that just basically says, no, I don't have to do it that way. Is it the inner anarchist that says, I answer to nobody? I'm my own order, and so I will decide for myself what place I have, what position, what authority. It's all mine to do it as I please. Or is it just simply the idolatrous self, you know, what Luther called the heart turned inward on itself? It's the self as God. Because to despise the order is to despise the word.
All right, that's soundbite number four from Pastor Bill Swirla. Some very interesting words on the inner anarchist, talking about the old man. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And this break is a great time for you to call 1-877-623-6943. Issues Etc. soundbite of the week does not work unless you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon, April the 19th. Your vote's next. What are the similarities between the founders of Islam and Mormonism? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is The American Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Founder of Mormonism. It's written by regular guest Dr. Alvin Schmidt. You can purchase The American Muhammad by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. The American Muhammad, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April.
The Grace of God, the Church's Music, the Lord's Supper, every service, every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Church's Music from the 2nd century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The 6th century. The 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, April the 19th. And we need your votes. We need you to decide which one is going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Lawrence White, what's wrong with contemporary art? Should it be soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Bergler, on how the youth group eventually took over the church on Sunday morning? Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor Ryan Fairman, on preaching from the pulpit and an issue with authority? Or should it be soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla, on the inner anarchist? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen and bumper sticker, and also the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Altamont, Illinois, where Scott is listening on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Lawrence White, What's Wrong with Contemporary Art. I have this conversation with my music students frequently. If they want to sing something in class that's been passed down to them by a record company payola, my first question is, what's beautiful about it? They don't come to my class for me to take them where they are and then leave them where they are. I want to put them in some other place. And it breaks my heart that the kids don't walk into class with beauty as the ultimate criterion. In fact, they don't even have a category for that. To a certain extent, I wish radio had been invented before modernism and postmodernism came into being as prevailing worldviews, because it has helped spread those things so quickly.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Altamont, Illinois. He votes for soundbite number one, What's Wrong with Contemporary Art? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Paul in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, to despise order is to despise the word. Now he's quoting from soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla, the inner anarchist. He says, rejecting my inner brat, I vote for Pastor Swirla. It's a good reason to vote, to reject the inner brat. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Mike in Strasburg, Illinois, he says he's currently in Delaware visiting via the Issues Etc. iPhone app. Good, he's listening there in Delaware. Thank you very much for listening. He says, while Pastor Fairman's point about pulpit pointing us away from the person of the pastor is a good point and a close second, it is the point that's been made before. While I've recognized beauty as an expression of the love of the Creator, Dr. White's observation of the opposite, ugly art as a confession of atheism, is something I had never considered before, and that's why White gets my vote this week. That's soundbite number one, Dr. Lawrence White, What's Wrong with Contemporary Art? See, that's a good reason to vote. You hear something you've never heard before, and it causes you to think. That's why we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Rafe says, I didn't hear burglar, but a great line. So true, between evangelicals and youth pastors, both have tried to improve on the gospel and make it more relevant. So I'm assuming that he is voting for soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Bergler, how the youth group took over Sunday morning. What about the rest of you? Your votes determine which is going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and still plenty of time for your vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package live this Friday afternoon, April the 19th. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Lawrence White, What's Wrong with Contemporary Art? Soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Bergler, on how the youth group took over Sunday morning. Soundbite number three, Pastor Ryan Fairman, preaching from the pulpit and an issue with authority. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla on the inner anarchist. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is one of those kind of contributions that you get to religious studies that I think makes a major step forward. It fills in one of those places where people have often thought about in simple ideas the kind of thing this book is about. But this book is entirely about an idea that we'd heard other guests mention before, the parallels, the remarkable, sometimes stunning parallels between the life, the ideology, the actions, the motivations of and the history of two self-proclaimed prophets, one, Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, and two, Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Now, these men are separated by centuries and by continents, and the religions on the face of them don't seem to have much in common. But the two men, the two founders of these religions, in fact, do. The book, Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for April, is called The American Muhammad. It's written by Dr. Alvin Schmidt. It includes the parallels of these self-proclaimed prophets in terms of their religious ideas, in terms of their moral lives, in terms of their psychological makeup, and in terms of their political aspirations and actions. It's the Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for April, The American Muhammad. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of our website. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House and ask for the Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for April, The American Muhammad, Joseph Smith, founder of Mormonism, unveiling parallels between two self-proclaimed prophets. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Jerry in Florida has a vote. He says, I vote for how the youth group took over Sunday morning. That would be soundbite number two, Dr. Thomas Bergler, on how the youth group took over Sunday morning. The winner of Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon is soundbite number one, Dr. Lawrence White. Here he is with What's Wrong with Contemporary Art?
That is expressive of the entire modern approach to art, which has replaced beauty with bizarre, because contemporary culture has given up on beauty when it gave up on the concept of a creator who expresses his love in the beauty of that which he has made. And there was a time throughout most of Western culture when Christianity was still a predominant force within that culture, that beauty and worship and God were closely and essentially linked together. They were all seen as different facets of the same truth. Once we've abandoned God, Creator, and this is all an accidental evolutionary coincidence, and all that's left is me and the chaos inside my own mind, modern art reflects that chaos with its rejection of beauty and order. And all that's left is the ugliness of a world where man is all by himself, struggling to survive, the weak preyed upon by the strong, because there's nothing left but me.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one, Dr. Lawrence White, What's Wrong with Contemporary Art? Let's see, the LPR bundle package goes to Rafe this week. Rafe, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues, Etc., all through this week, please consider making a donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also make a donation by check. Make that check payable to Issues, Etc. Send it to Issues, Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, Issues, Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, for any size donation during the season of Easter, the 50 days of Easter, we're going to send you a recording of a sermon that I preached on the Ascension of Christ and another on the Day of Pentecost. That's for any size gift during the entire season of Easter. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support during the Easter season. Monday on Issues, Etc., we're going to begin a daily series with one of your favorite guests, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery of Patrick Henry College, on apologetics, polemics, faith, and the church's impact on the culture. We're basing it on his latest book, Christ as Center and Circumference. That starts Monday on Issues, Etc. The church has always extolled beauty, has always employed the beautiful. Why? Because it confesses a God who has created this for us. It's not that the world is not an ugly place. The world is a terribly ugly place. We're not escapists. We don't escape into some sort of aesthetic wonderland. No. But there are truth, and the church still believes that truth and beauty go together, the transcendent truth of God's overarching purpose to redeem this ugly, fallen world through the death of his son. Now, you look at the cross and you think, what an ugly picture. And it is an ugly picture. If you just look at it, take it apart, if you deconstruct it the way so much of modern art does, you've got blood, you've got a man hanging dead, you've got nails through hands and feet. It's an ugly picture. The church has always regarded Christ hanging dead on the cross, that image of the crucifix, as the most beautiful thing it's ever seen. And it confesses it to the world in art, in song, and in its preaching. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Thank you.